Happy 4th of July, everyone. I hope everybody having a safe, wonderful 4th of July. And it's go time. So I'm going to do a full segment today. I know I haven't been doing segments like how I usually do, but today I just really feel like I want to do a full segment. I have a lot of topics that I would like to discuss. Let's just talk about how this whole year been. I mean, this has been a very crazy ass year for a lot of us. And then some, it was bittersweet, some was okay. But this has been a crazy ass year. And not only that, this year is really flying by really fast. Like, it's just really amazing how we are about to be at the end of this year. It's just a lot of craziness. There's a whole lot of just whole lot of drama. So let's get into some more talking. So I really feel like this whole thing with this unemployment situation, I really think that they should not cut the unemployment off. Because you have people that still need, they really need the money to actually like support their family and to take care of certain bills and stuff like that. So really like doing stuff like that, I really think it's just very unnecessary to me. Because it's like, why would you want to take out of people's mouths and their children's mouths? And it's not as easy as they think it is for us to go get up and find a job because you got to go through the hiring process. Sometimes you gotta go through so many obstacles. Like, first of all, you go to the interview, you take the drug test, you go to back, you do the background check, you ask all these stupid, dumbass questions, and then you turn around and still not get the job. So it's like they gotta understand that too on our end. Like, okay, we go to job interviews, but it's not guaranteed that everybody's gonna get a job. It's not as easy as they think it is. So I really think that they need to take more time out to be more considerate to help the American citizens. Not only that, we have voted for so many different people to get in office, and all they do is fuck us over every time. And it's not fair. And then the things that they have let go on in this world is very unacceptable. That's why. For me, on my end, I don't really think that I would actually vote for anybody else ever again because I really feel like the people we have voted for or put in the center office or in the White House or whatever you want to call it, just in general, they does not stick by their word. They will say that they're going to make the world better and they're going to do this and they're going to do that, but at the same time, once they get into the office and they get those positions that they win, they forget all about us. And even with the stimulus, like, it shouldn't have to took that long for us to get a stimulus. It shouldn't. Like, when we need help with certain things, all that procrastinating, going back and forth, saying that, oh, the American people don't need help, let them struggle and suffer. No, I don't like that. I really think they should have just been like, hey, let's not bullshit. Let's make sure the American people get what they need and take care of their bills and their family. They didn't think about that. Then on top of that, you have a lot of people that file taxes, still haven't got their taxes. So they cannot just sit there and say, oh, we're doing the best we can. No, you need to really explain to us why are y'all letting certain things go like the way they are. No, I'm gonna answer it for them. They don't give a fuck about us. Here it is in other countries. You have certain countries where their head honcho, which is a president or whatever, is taking care of them. They ain't gotta worry about nothing. But here it is in America, they just let us just every man for himself. Why they ride around in their nice cars and They go home and they dig ass houses and they $1,200, whatever, and their expensive ass ice cream and go get their hair done and all this shit while we out here struggling. I had to go without a lot of things. And I ain't gonna lie, I have been doing a little stuff to treat myself as well because I work hard for it. Okay, ain't nothing wrong with treating yourself, but at the same time, be smart with your spending. I made a dumb decision this morning, but I turned around and I turned that dumb decision back into a smart decision because I don't really feel like it's necessary for me to spend $1,100 on some heels right now when I'm not going nowhere no time soon. So, yeah. And then I don't know what the outcome may be with this unemployment because now when I was with the Lyft driver, she was telling me that they are going to stop unemployment. And I really feel like they shouldn't even do that because it's some people that still need unemployment. For the one that is working, cut it off. They got hired. But the ones that did not get a job and still like looking for a job, leave it on for the ones that need it, like me. It's not fair. It's really not. It's not fair because it's like they don't give a damn. It's like, because to be honest with y'all, they didn't even want to give us no stimulus. But they want us to pay taxes. They want us to do all this bullshit, but they can't do nothing for us in return. So I really think that everybody need to come together, like form a tea party, like they used to do back in the day. And get in their ass and tell them, like, look, if y'all don't take care of us as the American people, we all gonna go on strike. And we not voting for all y'all. We're gonna get y'all asses out of that office. That's what everybody needs to do. But some people are just scared. You got some people that's about it, you got some people that's not about it. But I'm just really sick of the bullshit with this whole government. I'm just gonna say it like, hey. And I'm not really into politics, but from my understanding, I just don't like the way they let certain shit go on through the past couple of years, and years in general, and months, and decades. It's just unacceptable. To me, it's not. I don't like it. I don't care. My freedom of speech. That's what it is. But anyway, next topic. I want to talk, oh, no, not that, no, I want to also bring this up. Why do people think that you have to accept the bullshit? Like, first of all, I'm not taking no shit from nobody, and I mean it. Like, I'm not a shit taker, okay? I'm not a shit taker. I'm not. And throughout the years, I have bumped into a lot of stupid ass, ignorant ass people, like, relationship wise, and just people in general. Like, people really think that you have to put up with this shit and then you got to do stuff for them and all that. And first of all, I don't have to do a damn thing for nobody because I don't owe nobody nothing. Because when I was homeless, nobody never did shit for me. And if I choose not to be around you because I want to take some time out to give myself a mental cleanse, that's what the hell I'm going to do. There's nothing wrong with giving yourself a mental cleanse, ladies and gentlemen. If you're around somebody that's very toxic or you run a toxic situation, environment, whatever, give yourself the time to have a toxic cleanse. It's very important and it's very healthy. And have beneficial to your mental. Because if you don't give yourself the time to actually give yourself a mental cleanse and a food for, and this is food for thought, you're going to kill yourself mentally. And then you end up hurting yourself physically. And they're going to cause a lot of health problems. So to avoid that, give yourself a mental cleanse. Because it's very important. Meditate. Read the Bible. Ignore the negativity because it's very unnecessary to deal with drama. Drama is just like a disease. And the only way you can avoid drama It's changed the people you be around, change the way you think, act, and all that, because it helps a lot. And when I say it helps a lot, it does. It really helps a lot. Some people are gonna look at you like you being funny or you being bougie or antisocial. Like, fuck what they think. Your health and your happiness and your mental, all that, is worth more than dealing with somebody's bullshit. And I'm just telling you. It is. It is. Some people will never understand. Some people will never grow up. So, if they don't want to grow up, let them be on their fucking own. Let them be on their own. But, me personally, I don't want to deal with that type shit. I'm being so serious. I'm being so serious, y'all. Like, I don't want to be with that type of bullshit. I'm telling you, it's not worth it. Cause then you fuck around and you knock your head off and you be in jail for the rest of your life. So give yourself a mental cleanse so you want to be on America's Next Killer. The fuck. And I'm also really, really like concerned about how the holidays are gonna play out this year. Now they're saying that the pandemic is almost over. So the fuck they says. We'll see. We'll fucking see what's gonna happen. We'll see. I don't know. I just hope everybody around the world just stay safe and be blessed. Because this is some crazy shit. And to the people that's over there in India that's going through their little situation with this COVID, I just want to let y'all know that I love y'all. And I'm sending my prayers. And God send your angels over there to heal them and protect their family and their children. Because this been a hell of a year. From 2020 to now, it's been a hell of a year, like for real. It has. It's just been a hell of a year. And they don't care. That's another thing. They don't care. They will talk about it, but at the same time, they don't care. They don't care. They don't care. Like Tupac said, they got money for wars, but can't feed the poor. And that's true. It's true. While the rich kids drive the Benz and the poor out here suffering. That's not fair. And then they making us pay taxes while the rich people don't have to pay taxes. But I think now they're starting to make the rich pay taxes. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But I think that's what they're doing. I'm not sure. But yeah, y'all. I just wanna get on here and vent. You know. I just ate and I didn't wanna go to bed laying down on a full stomach, so my next topic that I'm going to talk about once I get back on air is going to be about relationships. And I'm going to talk about my previous relationship and my current relationship now. And I'm going to, like, basically, how can I put it? I'm having a brain fart. But basically, I'm going to compare different relationships to the one I'm with now. And, the relationship I'm in now, it's okay, but it's like, oh baby, it's a whole lot. I mean, it's not a whole lot, but then at the same time, it's like he a good dude. It's just that certain stuff that happened to him in his past, he bringing it into his present relationship, and I don't like that. So. And I also feel like he's taking advantage of me, and I don't want him to be doing that to me, because I really like him, and it's like, I don't play that shit. I don't play that shit. Homie, don't play that. Don't play that shit. But I'm gonna get into that once I get back on here. So stay tuned for that. I'm tuning out.